Well, it's Sunday and time now for the Gospel Music Buffet. And the official star of the show will be in just about 5 minutes, but we've got some beautiful music to take us to the star of the show. And would like to remind everybody that the Gospel Music Buffet with Frank and Terry Crabtree is being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. Here's the Promise Keepers. How great is our God?
Your splendor, your wonder, your mercy is beautiful, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Every eye will see, and every voice will sing.
The Promise Keepers and How Great is Our God. Well, it is time now for the official start of the Gospel Music Buffet with Frank and
Terry
Crabtree.
That'd be me.
That'd be you. Being rebroadcast on WIHE LP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. And here is the official opening to the Gospel Show. It's Andy Griffith.
And turn your radio on.
I've been listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Receiver, all you gotta do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you're listening, you'll be a believer, leaning on the truth that'll never fall. Get in touch with God.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Went with my wife's wishes and played the old intro to That's What We Originally
I
Started.
I like that song. You know, everyone gets,
oh, it's a great
they
song.
Get all excited because they know the Gospel Music Buffet's getting ready to start when they hear Andy Griffith singing.
I know that.
They do. Yeah. Yeah, Stephanie goes, oh, I'm so ready for the Gospel Music Buffet. And she said that when she heard Andy Griffith singing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm telling you. Thank
okay.
you, Stephanie, over
yeah,
in Clinton,
Stephanie.
Mississippi,
yes,
for sharing the broadcast.
Yeah,
we
God bless
it.
You. God bless you for doing that, yeah. And for tuning in tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, here are the cathedrals.
And cleanse me.
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Savior, no.
Glenn, what a song.
What a song.
Indeed. And I just wish there was about 3 or 4 more minutes of that. That song was exactly 1:37 long. But that we're going to hear more from the Cathedrals a little bit later on in the show. Right now, here are the Happy Goodmans.
And I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I got to make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempt me and try to turn me around. He's offered everything that's got a name, all the wealth I want, and worldly fame. If I could, still I wouldn't take nothing for a journey now.
Ain't nothing in the world that'll ever take the place of God's love. Silver and gold could never buy mighty touch from above. When my soul needs healing and I begin to feeling his power, I can say thank the Lord I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Well, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempt me and try to turn me around, he's offered everything that's got a name, all the wealth I want, and worldly fame. If I could, still I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Well, I started out traveling for the Lord many years ago. I've had a lot of heartache, met a lot of grief and woe. But when I would stumble, little but humble down, and there I could say I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now.
Well, I wouldn't take nothing for the journey now. I gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil tempt me and he tries to turn me around, for my journey now. I gotta make it to heaven somehow. Though the devil take me and he tries to turn me around, he's offered everything that's got a name, all the wealth I want, the world is paying me, but still I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. Yeah, but still I wouldn't take nothing for my journey.
The Happy Goodmans, and I think we have some Happy Goodman fans out there.
Oh, we do, and yeah. Kathy Parker is listening over in Brighton, Tennessee, along with Willie and Waylon. Meow, meow, meow.
Yep.
Anyway, I think that one's my favorite Happy Goodman song.
Oh, it's a great song.
I love that one.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It really is.
I can
is.
Remember seeing them on the Gospel Singing Jubilee singing that song.
Singing that song?
Yeah, I remember it.
They could sing anything, and I just love them.
Oh, it was great. Yeah.
Here are the Booth Brothers.
In love and grace.
Love and grace makes real the gospel message. Love and grace takes all the shame away. Love and grace breaks the heavy chains of bondage, gives every hurting heart a resting place. Love and grace sings a happy song of praises. Love and grace seems to brighten up the day. Love and grace brings us up to heavenly places. Just to know the debt's been paid, the heaven's on the way. By accusers, every man was picking up a stone, standing there in pride and pointing fingers, claiming that her right to life was gone. Jesus
just made his way and knelt between them, riding freedom's message in the sand. When he reminded them there's not a man without sin, you could see her start to smile again. Love and grace makes real the gospel message. Love and grace takes all the shame away. Love and grace breaks the heavy chains of bondage, gives every hurting heart a resting place. Love and grace sings a happy song of praises. Love and grace seems to brighten up the day. Love and grace brings us up to heavenly places. Just to know the debt's been paid, the heaven's on the way. Every day we represent the Master, with the chance to show His love within our hearts, by showing grace to a struggling brother. We give the one who fell another start, knowing there is no one great among us, no one who should dare pick up a stone. If we're gonna win this world to Jesus, it'll be by love and grace alone. Love and grace makes real the gospel message. Love and grace takes all the shame away. Love and grace breaks the heavy chains of bondage, gives every hurting heart a resting place. Love and grace sings a happy song of praises. Love and grace seems to brighten up the day. Love and grace brings us up to heavenly places. Just to know the debt's been paid, heaven's on the way. Just to know the debt's been paid and heaven's on the way makes the world a better place. Love and grace. Love and grace. So faithful for love and grace.
Love and grace indeed makes the world a better place. They kind of fade out, don't they?
Whoopsie.
Oh, there's no whoopsie in that. No, that was fine. But anyways, that's a message that we as Christians need to spread to somebody who is a non-Christian, a non-believer, mm-hmm. Not a message of condemnation, but a message of love and grace. Because if it's going to be a message of condemnation, then God would never have sent His only Son to die for us on the cross.
That's right.
So He set the example. Mm-hmm. He set the example. We mm-hmm. just need to pass it on,
and
don't we?
And His blood is enough, right?
Pardon me?
And His blood is enough.
Amen to that. Amen. Yes.
And here's Pass It On by Evie Tornquist.
That's how
That's Evie and Pass It On.
And Stephanie Preston loves that song.
Oh, isn't it a great song?
She said she sung it as a solo in church one time.
Did she really? Did you really, Steph?
She did.
Wow, that is awesome.
That's a pretty song, yeah.
It is. And here's another pretty song by the Gaither Vocal Band.
Let It Start With Me, or In Me, pardon me.
Pretty much the same.
Yeah, what she said.
Yeah, there you go.
There's a dawn arising on a brand new day. There's a strong wind stirring across the ancient grave. There's a voice that's calling, will you be set free? There's a change a-coming, let it start in me. Let it start in me. Let it start in me. There's a change a-coming. Let it start in me. There's a fire that's burning, sweeping across this land. There's a heat consuming every evil plan. There is gold emerging from refining flame. There's a diamond sparkling where there was a shame. There's a revolution gathering all the sea. We all know it's a coming. A people must be free. Feel the tides are changing. Hear the waves are rolling. Let this
Let it start in me. There's a change.
And for those that have been on my Facebook page know that I have posted that one as well as Evie's song up there too today, because they both really blessed my heart, and I wanted to share that blessing. And all my friends don't listen to the Gospel Music Buffet, so consequently I put it on my page today. But doesn't that song give you the chills?
It does. It's
it's
so
absolutely beautiful, the meaning, the message, the vocals.
Let it start in me. That's
right. The harmony, let it start in me.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So, right. Hey, we got some shout-outs.
Sure do. Got to say hey over at in Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis.
To our friend Helen Sanders.
Hey, Helen. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Yes.
And over in Somerset, Kentucky.
Somerset, Kentucky.
Yeah, we have Judy Merritt listening.
Hey, Judy.
Hey, Judy. So great to have you.
Absolutely.
And our friends Bobby and Diana Lyons.
Yes.
And Herschel Whitaker.
Brother Herschel's listening?
Yes.
One of our favorite
veterans?
Yes. 91 years young.
Yes. They said that they went today. Let me come over to what they posted. They said they went to a drive-by celebration for a 100-year-old veteran named Clyde Klaus.
Yes.
Yeah.
I know Clyde.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw Linda Rutherford
had,
was posting about that, too.
Yeah.
And she said it was so sweet to see him and that Herschel knows him very well.
And I think his son is Mike Klaus. Who I used to be in a bass club with.
Oh, really?
Somerset. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that is great. Well, thank y'all for tuning in.
Yeah, thank you.
And for worshiping with us.
Yeah,
we
God
appreciate
bless all
you.
Of you. We may have a little something special for Brother Herschel coming
I
up
I bet
here
we will.
Very shortly. In the meantime, here's a triumphant quartet.
And we shall overcome.
There's a battle cry being sounded near. By the royal army of the Lord, soldiers march to the rhythm of the Lord's command, and this promise that is written in His Word. The battle's rage that the fighting will light the darkest sky. But that's the time that I focus on the Word of God and can clearly read the final battle cry. Already won.
the Triumphant Quartet, and we shall overcome.
And the victory's already won. And it hallelujah is. Hallelujah for that. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, we know how the story ends.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Hey, this is the Gospel Music Buffet being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. And I was listening to the first show we did several weeks ago, the first one back after my bout with COVID, and listening to some songs today, and haven't played this one since that show. And it just went all over me. I was taking a shower listening to the gospel program. Mm-hmm. So I thought, oh, I got to put that one in there today. Here is the New South.
And how great thou art.
And how great thou art. Here are the inspirations.
It's in the Savior's hands.
David said, he's like a shepherd. He knows our every need. Leads us by the gentle water where our hungering souls he feeds. As a little lamb, I'm helpless. My soul I can't defend. I'm so glad the Lord's my shepherd. On him I will depend. Oh, it's in the Savior's hands, those precious nail-scarred hands. Though driven through with nails, those precious hands, they'll never fail. I may not understand, I'm trusting in the great I am.
to know it's in the Savior's hands.
Now in the time of my confusion, when I can't find the way, so bewildered from the battle, don't even know for what to pray, I'm glad that somewhere in the shadows of my troubles and my fear is the shepherd sent from heaven. I can see him through my tears. Oh, it's in the Savior's hands, those precious nail-scarred hands. Though driven through with nails, those precious hands, they'll never fail. I may not understand, I'm trusting in the great I Am. It's good to know it's in the Savior's hands. Though I may not understand, it's in the Savior's hands.
The inspiration is, and it's in the Savior's hands. Indeed it is. Here's Gold City.
And Under Control.
Famines and trials in the last day, how they'll sweep through our land. But we have His assurance that through all these trials we'll be led by His mighty hand. Manna from God will come down from above to restore and to nourish our soul. So through all of your trials and all of your fears, remember God has it under control. Under control.
The winds obey.
Standing alone, you'll find Jesus standing there in your place. With a stone of faith, your giant will fall, and Jesus, all the victory will give. So today, as back then, in this world so full of sin, remember God has it under control. Under control.
Control. This is the Gospel Music Buffet being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. And my name is Frank Crabtree, and this is my beautiful wife.
You won't say that three times fast.
Maybe that's all, folks. This is my beautiful wife.
And I'm Terry
Crabtree.
That would be me.
That would be you, yeah. Here are the Kingsmen.
And you're not alone.
Now
Kingsmen, and you're not alone. Thank goodness for muted microphones sometimes in the studios, especially when you're working with your wife.
You know, you know, Bobby and Diana, I think it's Diana that's writing this. She said the New South really blessed her with that version of How Great Thou Art. Yeah, we were
discussing that. It does me too. We were discussing it. You know, it's just so unusual to start out with a bass singer, you know, hitting that low note immediately. And then it's a transitional thing. Then they pick up tempo through the song,
right.
You know.
And she loves Gold City too. She really loves that.
Oh, you know, there's we got some great groups here tonight, you know. And like if you guys are getting a blessing from the show, let's give God all the credit, all the honor, and all the glory for that. Now, if you're not, blame me, because that means I didn't listen very well when the Lord spoke to me and said, you need to play this or you need to play that. I don't hear an audible voice, but man, I ask him to lead, guide, and direct me, and he certainly does. Here's Bill and Gloria Gaither.
And Someone to Care.
Someone to Care. Now, we were talking about that special veteran.
Yes.
Who is listening tonight.
That would be Herschel Whitaker.
Yes.
Hey, Herschel.
And I want to thank him for his service. And
yes.
He is a veteran, a combat veteran of the Korean War.
Yes.
And we are blessed to still have you with us, Herschel. And that smile.
I love his smile.
It lights up the world, does it
not?
It sure
does.
So, we've got to send out some Chuck Wagon Gang.
Come Unto Me.
The brother, Herschel Whitaker.
hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. O ye heavy laden, come to me and rest. Come no longer tarry, I the Lord will bear. Bring me every burden, bring me every care. Come unto me.
Scenes unfold.
tell you, that's some good stuff right there.
Yes.
Sadler Brothers.
Judy Merritt loves that Precious Memories,
too. Oh, it's a beautiful rendition.
Yeah, and Kathy Parker says she's really enjoying the program this evening.
Well, God bless you. Thank you,
Kathy,
so much.
And yes. Stephanie Preston is, and Bobby and Diana Whitaker. And I thought I heard Herschel Whitaker over there.
Was he singing?
Singing.
Amen,
did.
Brother.
Yes.
You do that.
He sang good. I heard him on that chuck wagon.
Absolutely.
Sure did.
Here are the Hensons.
And Mercy Built a Bridge.
In a lonely cattle stable in Bethlehem, there were signs of new construction on a mighty span. That in the hearts of all the lost would cast a shadow of a cross, 'cause that babe of Mary's crib would soon be mercy's rib. Hope was just across the river on heaven's side, but we were much too weak to swim with no boat to ride. God made a way that couldn't fail, a wooden cross, three rusty nails on Calvary's rugged ridge. Mercy built a bridge.
Cross, but we must cross the Calvary way that leads from night into the brightest day, where Jesus died that you and I could live.
Leave all you give, a mercy built a bridge.
Now we can cross, must cross the Calvary way that leads from night into the brightest day, where Jesus died that you and I could live.
Leave all to give, mercy built a bridge,
where Jesus died so that Jesus is the bridge.
The Hensons and Mercy Built a Bridge. This is the Gospel Music Buffet, being rebroadcast on WIHELP 101.3 FM in Liberty, Kentucky, a part of Wesley Communications. Here's Jason Crabb teaming up with the Isaacs and
Who Am I?
When I think of how he came so far from glory, among the lonely, such as I, to suffer pain and such disgrace on Mount Calvary, he take my place. So I ask myself this question: who am I? Will you make welcome the Isaacs, Sonia and Becky?
Who am I that a king would bleed and die for?
rugged cross he would go for you. And I'm reminded of his words. I'll leave you never.
How many is thankful for that?
And just be true. I give to you life forever and forever. I wonder what I could have done to deserve God's only Son to fight my battles until
Isaacs, and Who Am I? Here are the Hoppers.
Dying for our sins.
absolutely spectacular. The Hoppers and Yahweh. Here's Greater Vision.
And with all the many miracles.
God gave the bold command to cross the Jordan and take the land. Not to worry about the giant they would face. But when the spies returned to tell the others what they had learned, they said, "For us to win, there's just no way." Still two of them trusted God, Caleb and Joshua. They said, "Children, don't believe what you have heard. We know we're outmanned by far. They're much bigger than we are. But let's not forget just who it is we serve.
With all the many miracles, why don't you think it's possible? With all the many things we've seen, why do you think it's just a dream? With all the things he's done for us, don't you think it's time we trust? Remember what is possible with all the many miracles.
Like when we were about to die, manna fell from the sky, and water came from a dry old dusty rock. Back when Pharaoh was closing in, God closed the sea again. But not before we all had safely crossed. So here you are, my friend. You face a battle you cannot win, and you tell yourself, there's just no need to try. Consider how good God's been. He's been faithful time and again. You must believe, and here's the reason why.
With all the many miracles, why don't you think it's possible? With all the many things we've seen, why do you think it's just a dream? With all the things he's done for us, don't you think it's time we trust? Remember what is possible.
That's Greater Vision, and with all the many miracles. Oh, that song said a lot.
Yes.
If you listen to it,
it
you know.
Sure did.
And I just want to thank God tonight for helping me with this show and leading me and guiding me and directing me through the show. If you got a blessing, boy, I want to tell you, you need to give God all that honor, all the glory, and all the praise.
Amen.
If you would please. I have a hard time doing this, guys, but praying on the air is very hard for me. I feel very unworthy when I do pray. But if you will allow this unworthy servant that's bringing you a perfect message by the perfect God to pray, I would like for you to pray with me right now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time of fellowship. We thank you, Lord, for this time of worship through all these wonderful gospel songs. Father, please, please bless all who listen to the show live, and bless those who are going to be listening to the show a little bit later on, Father, with the recorded version. May we never, ever, ever take this ability to worship together with this wonderful technology that you've given us, Lord. May we never take that for granted. Also, Father, may we never take your love and your grace for granted. Lord, help us to be better at loving others. Help us to show that agape love that you've shown us, Lord, and spread that agape love. It's by your example, Father, of loving us when we were sinners, that you've shown us that you hate the sin, but you certainly do love the sinners, Father. Father, tonight I'm asking you to give strength and healing to those that need strength and healing, be it emotional, be it physical, just whatever, Lord, please take care of their needs. Father, those that are grieving for loved ones, hold them close to you tonight, Lord. Let them know that loved one is with you. Give them peace, Lord. Give them comfort. I pray for all of our doctors and our nurses and their assistants on the front line with COVID raising its ugly head again, Lord. Be there with them. Keep them safe. Bless all of our first responders, our policemen, our firemen, our medics, our EMTs. Bless our troops around the world, Lord. Lead, guide, and direct us each day in every way, in everything that we do, Father. I ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The night was so dark, I felt in my heart my song had come to an end. My spirit was willing, but my body was weak. I thought this is the way it would end. But Jesus came in like a thief in the night, touched me and I was made whole. My song did not end, it started over again. And I want everybody to know the story about my healing. Oh, healing. The great physician ministered healing to my soul. The ills of my body were healed by the stripes of his back. The great physician ministered healing to my soul.
My body was weak, my spirit was low. It seemed I died a little each day. My friends tried to help, they tried to cheer me up, but there was nothing for them to say. Then Jesus came like a thief in the night. He touched me and I was made whole. The doctors were stunned, they had nothing to say, but there was something they had to know. I just told them about my healing. Oh, healing. The great physician
at the crossing of Jordan, true healing begins.
The ills of my body
were healed by the stripes of his back.
The cathedrals and healing, and we've come to the end of the program. And if you guys could still remember me in prayer, I would appreciate it. You know, I told you the last show that this past week I would be going through all kinds of tests, and I didn't have those tests. Actually, it was the week before last, wasn't it? Yeah. And anyways... to make a long story short, I was like a beached whale. You know, it my right hand, which is my dominant hand, I got really, really bad gout in it, and couldn't even close my hand without you know, without pain. And that's my crutch hand, and that's my, you know, my hand that I do everything with. So I had to bring you guys up to snuff. I had to. Cancel everything. I thought I'd get better the next day, and I didn't. And they gave me some colchicine to take care of it. And I couldn't even get into the doctor's office. I just had to tell them my, you know, my symptoms. And thank God they prescribed some colchicine for me. But I'm getting better. And this Tuesday, we go to the dermatologist. And then after that, we've got colonoscopy and endoscopy. That'll be done the same day. That'll be... Oh, gosh.
Later another, in the month.
Oh, yeah, later in the month, yeah. So at least I don't have it all happening in 1 week. So, but remember us in your prayers. Remember us in your prayers about the program, because it seems like whenever you start doing anything for the Lord, you know, Satan comes after you, you know, with both barrels. And so please pray for us that the program will keep blessing and that our equipment will keep working, because last night, for the very first time, right in the middle of a show, boop, it froze up, and we were having such a great time with with our listeners. So yes. With that, I'm going to say good night and thank my beautiful wife for joining me again for another show.
I enjoyed it. And thank you all so much for worshiping with us. And we love you.
Yes, we do.
And we'll say ta-ta for now.
And I'll say God bless you. Good night. Going out with Elvis Presley and an evening prayer. Good night, everybody.
If I have wounded any soul today, if I have caused one's foot to go astray, if I I do.